This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be having a chat with Eveline Mangasola. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us here on the Hub and iRadio. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your surname and everything correctly.
Yeah, Louise, you pronounced it perfectly, so you have.
Good stuff. I always worry sometimes whether or not I'm going to pronounce somebody's name right, but if I got it right the first time, that's not too bad. Of course, you're on to have a chat to us all about matcha and why it's so popular. You own the Poppy Cup Cafe in Limerick. To chat all things matcha, thanks a million for joining me.
No problem at all. Happy to be here.
Now, your cafe has built a bit of a name for itself as a bit of a matcha destination in Adair. What first drew you to focus so much on matcha as a key item from your menu?
I think last year when I kind of seen matcha on the rise, so the Poppy Cup opened February of 2024, so we're nearly a year and a half in business. And it was around last June, I kind of seen matcha in cafes, but there wasn't a lot of ceremonial grade matcha. Mm-hmm. And again, the matcha bar had just opened, the first matcha bar literally in Ireland. She doesn't serve coffee, she solely serves matcha. And I was kind of intrigued by that. So I did kind of my research, and then that's when I found my supplier, Oma Matcha, and she's also based up in Dublin. And I said, that's definitely something that I want to get into my cafe, because a lot of cafes were serving culinary grade and charging crazy prices, and there's no quality to culinary grade. Like it's so different to ceremonial grade where you really get the benefits from it. So I wanted to introduce that to the Poppy Cup. And a lot of our social media is kind of tailored around it, because I do feel like, you know, it is a big hype, but there is so many benefits that you can receive from it. And we love doing our matcha specials and our matcha of the week. And, you know, we've a great partnership with Oma Matcha. Like we have definitely, like, I suppose as well, put her name out there down in like the west of Ireland. Yeah. And we've done matcha masterclasses with her as well. We've also collaborated with a local influencer, Chloe Coyce, to do her own matcha. And that just kind of just took off from there, really, to be honest. And it's just been such like a niche thing for my cafe, especially. I feel like the Poppy Cup is just definitely known for a ceremonial grade matcha now.
Lovely. Was there a particular moment or, you know, a customer trend where you realised that matcha was really taking off here in Ireland?
Yeah, I had seen like a lot of my customers coming in, like male and female, just coming in and ordering matchas and really wanting to know like the ingredients and the history behind it and stuff. And then once they first tasted it, they were like, wow, like we've never had a matcha like this. We didn't know matcha was meant to taste like this. And then when I saw that, I was like, right, we need to be posting about this, because obviously people aren't having great experiences with matcha and we want to change that, because there's such different tasting notes between the culinary and the ceremonial grade. And then again, social media, once we started posting about it, we saw videos were taking off with it. And we just said, right, there's a gap in the market for this. And I definitely want to promote this as much as I can in the cafe.
Definitely. And I think your social media is so great at doing that. And you kind of, you make people feel like they don't necessarily have to be an expert to go and try it out. That if it is something that they see, that maybe it's on the menu that week, that they can go and just try it out, that they don't have to be an expert. Obviously, we're seeing lots of global reports that matcha shortages and maybe suppliers are limiting sales. Have you felt any of that pressure in your own supply chain?
100%. Like as I said, we have a close partnership with our matcha supplier, and we've been back and forth over the last couple of months, because I've even had to order my matcha ahead of time. So I only actually have a certain amount of matcha up until a certain date. So, you know, we could even run out of matcha. She's actually over there at a tea expedition in Japan right now, meeting different suppliers and meeting with her suppliers. Like, thankfully, she has priority for the next harvest. So with the matcha, to kind of explain it, it's called tencha, which is in the matcha, and that's basically grounded down and it's done in like a big stone mill. So in one big stone mill, you're only getting 40 grams of matcha. And this matcha has been planted months and months ago, and now it's going to be harvested. But the thing is, matcha has blown up so much in the last couple of months that they hadn't planned to, let's say, plant as much of it.
Yes.
So now when they're harvesting it, there's just so much demand for it, and that, you know, my supplier needs to know how many bags of matcha I'm going to need to kind of cover me throughout August and September. And I'm now planning on opening my second cafe in the next couple of months. And, you know, I need to forecast that as well. So hopefully we don't run out of it, because there's been just such a demand with it that you should see cafes now saying that, you know, they will be matcha shortages, especially if you're using the top quality ceremonial grade matcha, like cafes, there will be a massive depletion in it, I think.
Yeah. Obviously, you've mentioned social media being a huge, huge thing for matcha. Do you think people actually understand the difference between ceremonial grade and culinary grade matcha? Or is there still a bit of confusion? Because I know until I spoke to you and did a little bit of research that I didn't even realize there was a difference between the two.
Oh, 100%. There's a massive difference. That's why, like, again, having ceremonial grade matcha and the poppy cup was definitely a need for me, because even between the two of them, like, I've seen cafes charge crazy prices and it's for culinary grade matcha. Mm-hmm. Like, the color is different. The texture is different. Like, culinary grade matcha literally it's meant to be used for baking. It's not actually meant to be used for drinking.
Okay.
Ceremonial grade matcha is that first flush. It's the first, like, the leaves are being picked and they're being preserved. Whereas culinary grade matcha, the leaves might be picked for maybe the second, third, fourth flush of the season over in Japan. So, like, to know the difference is your ceremonial grade matcha is that bright green color. It's that smooth taste. Like, culinary grade matcha is very dull. It's very grainy texture. And ceremonial grade matcha, it's equivalent to 7 to 10 cups of green tea. It's full of antioxidants. It has this hormone called L-theanine, which comes from the tencha in the matcha, which is what is a scarce resource right now. And that promotes the hormones of relaxation and calmness in your body. And it's full of antioxidants. It has a lot of vitamins in it. It is proven to reduce bloating and things like that. So that's why a lot of people now are, like, buying at-home kits to have their matcha, because it's a really expensive product. And I believe that cafes, if they're serving culinary grade, they should literally just take it off the menu. It's like serving instant coffee in a cafe.
Yes.
If that
yes.
kind of, like, you know, paints a picture for it.
Definitely. Because obviously, you know, matcha, there's a huge buzz about it online. I think every second TikTok I watch is, you know, matcha, or it's on menus everywhere. You know, but I suppose for anyone who is maybe needing to watch out and to make sure that they are spending their money on, you know, ceremonial grade matcha rather than culinary, is it okay to go and ask and say, look, you know, can I find out what kind of matcha you are actually selling here? You know, so that you're kind of not being caught out by a trend, that you're actually getting something that's going to be beneficial to you and your body.
Oh, 100%. Like, even if I go to, like, cafes, like, I normally do my research anyway before I go somewhere. I'm the kind of person that likes to know the menu before they go in.
Me too.
But definitely ask if you're paying that much for it. Like, matcha isn't cheap. You mm-hmm. could be paying anything from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 euro for matcha, depending if you're getting an alternative milk or you're adding a specialty syrup to that as well. You should definitely ask. Like, a lot of my customers now that aren't, you know, let's say they're not around the poppy cup in a day, they're going somewhere else, they would ask if they're getting ceremonial grade matcha, because culinary grade matcha, the main ingredient is that is actually sugar.
Wow,
the first ingredient in culinary grade matcha is sugar. Like, whereas ceremonial grade matcha, well, I can only speak for the one that I have, it is 100% matcha. There's nothing added to it. It's like when you go into cafes, you might want to know what beans that they use.
Sure.
Because you might want to buy those beans for at home, you know, and people might want to buy the matcha for at home. And because a lot of people, they'd have their coffee machines at home, and you can also buy your matcha equipment at home. And definitely a red flag that I see in some cafes, if they're not using your 80 degree water, because you will burn it if you actually put boiling water on it straight away, they need to be using their bamboo chasen, not a whisk, not a metal whisk. It has to be a bamboo whisk, because in Japan, tea ceremony is a sacred ceremony. Mm. So actually using anything else would be very disrespectful. The thing is with matcha, it's me time, tea time. It's meant to be a therapeutical kind of, like, a ceremony. Like, if you're getting matcha really quick in a cafe, it's not being done right. So people in the poppy cup, they're happy to wait, because they know we're putting the time and the effort into actually processing the matcha and setting it up. Like, my bamboo whisk is already, it's being soaked in hot water to protect the bristles of it. And I'm putting 80 degree water in. I'm using Z and M motions to mix it up and break it up to make sure that, you know, the sweetness and the bitterness is coming out in the matcha when you actually are whisking it. It's very, very important to do that. 100%.
Definitely. Do you think that the matcha boom is here to stay? Have people, you know, found a love for it? Obviously, we've said that it can be quite expensive in some places. Or do you see it kind of following the typical trend cycle that we often see in food and drink?
Yeah, it depends. Like, for myself, I do matcha the weeks and matcha specials. So people are definitely coming in to try that. A lot of my customers have bought the matcha for at home, but sometimes they might just want to come in and have something different, especially if I have a special one on that week. And I think it's here to stay, especially with the Matcha Bar being up in Dublin and Oma, my brand. She also has a pop-up currently in Planet Beauty in Brown Thomas. I feel like it is a trend that is here to stay. Well, hopefully, because obviously with the scarce resource that it is, you know, we're hoping that we don't run out. And there is a lot of health benefits to it. I have a lot of coffee drinkers that might have turned to matcha because it doesn't give you that jittery feeling. It's the same amount of caffeine that you have in tea. So, you know, if you want to have that clarity in the evening and you know you're not going to crash and burn, have a matcha instead of a coffee.
Brilliant, brilliant. I love that. What's next for the Poppy Cup Cafe? I know on social media I see you and you're absolutely flat out. I don't know when you get the time to sleep. But what's next for the Poppy Cup Cafe?
So next, obviously, is I'm opening my second unit and all will be revealed next week on where the location is. A lot of people have guessed it. A lot of people haven't. But, you know, people have probably seen me in and out now at this stage, the locals around that area. But, you know, social media is such a vast place that a lot of people still don't know where it is. So I'll happy to give them the clarity on that next week. I definitely do a lot of events and stuff. I'm hoping to do more matcha masterclasses. And we do a lot of Pilates event as well with a local lady, Vanilla Matcha Pilates, Aoife Lennon. So we're hoping to just, you know, collaborate more and bring kind of things to people that doesn't include alcohol, because coffee and a sweet treat, matcha and a sweet treat now is kind of the thing where people come to socialize and make new friends, and hoping to bring the Poppy Cup community closer together.
Ah, oh, love it. Evelyn, thank you so much for your time. If people want to find you on social media or if they want to learn more all about masterclasses, where is the best place to go?
The best place to go would definitely be our Instagram and our TikTok, both to handle the Poppy Cup.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for your time. I wish you all the best with the new business, and we'll be looking forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Thanks so much, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.